A reading from the book of Genesis. In the course of the night, Jacob arose, took his two wives with the two maidservants and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. After he had taken them across the stream and had brought over all his possessions, Jacob was left there alone. Then some man wrestled with him until the break of dawn. When the man saw that he could not prevail over him, he struck Jacob's hip at its socket, so that the hip socket was wrenched as he wrestled. The man then said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." The man asked, "What is your name?" He answered, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be spoken of as Jacob, but as Israel, because you have contended with divine and human beings and have prevailed." Jacob then asked him, "Do tell me your name, please." He answered, "Why should you want to know my name?" With that, he bade him farewell. Jacob named the place Peniel, "Because I have seen the face God face to face," he said, "yet my life has been spared." At sunrise, he left Peniel. Jacob limped along because of his hip. That is why to this day the children of Israel do not eat the sciatic muscle that is on the hip socket, inasmuch as Jacob's hip socket was struck at the sciatic muscle. The word of the Lord. In justice I shall behold your face, O Lord. In justice I shall behold your face, O Lord. Hear, O Lord, a just suit. Attend to my outcry. Hearken to my prayer from my lips without deceit. In justice I shall behold your face, O Lord. From you let my judgment come. Your eyes behold what is right. Though you test my heart, searching it in the night, though you try me with fire, you shall find no malice in me. In justice I shall behold your face, O Lord. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me. Hear my word. Show your wondrous mercies, O Savior of those who flee from their foes. In justice I shall behold your face, O Lord. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. I in justice shall behold your face. On waking I shall be content in your presence. In justice I shall behold your face, O Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus. When the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send laborers for his harvest." The gospel of the Lord. And so again, we begin by listening to what Jesus tells us, and we do, because he is our master, we just do as he says. So he says today to us, he says, "The harvest is abundant, but laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest, to send out laborers." So again, this is the day we pray for vocations to the priesthood, of course, but we just don't pray for vocations to the priesthood. All of us are called to be evangelists. That, again, too many in the church just stay focused on themselves, and it's all about me and whether I get saved or don't get saved. But that's not what it's about. Jesus said to you, to me, to everyone's listening, go and make disciples. Those are harvesters. Those are people who go out and tell people about Jesus. That you and I should have in our hearts this desire to bring all people we know to a relationship with Christ. And again, we do that by praying for them, by loving them, and by witnessing to them. We do that by praying for them, by loving them, and by witnessing to them. That got to be in that order. Don't ever open your mouth to someone until you pray for them first, because it's not by your power, but by God's power people come to him. Not us, not our jokes, not anything we do. It's all God. So we pray for them. Then we love them because God is love. You'll never judge anyone to the kingdom, I promise. And then we witness to them. That doesn't mean we preach. We don't just preach the commandments and preach what we believe. We witness to what God has done for us in our life. Again, you can preach commandments and be a pagan or an atheist. That's not what God calls us to do. He calls us to bear witness. This is what Jesus has done for me, and this is what Jesus can do for you. So today we pray for vocations, but we need to also be a vocation of an evangelist to bring the world to Jesus Christ. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.